Greetings to all the ardent listeners of Priceless underscore LA 7 Ola. Welcome on board flight Priceless underscore LA 7 Ola. It's good to have you all glued to your seat this morning, this afternoon, this evening for Priceless underscore LA 7 Ola. Kindly fasten your seatbelt as we take off with a podcast show. Good morning on an early rise to all the hardened listeners of Priceless underscore LA 7 Ola, wherever you may or could be around the world. Good afternoon from a bright side and a lovely and wonderful evening, wherever you may or could be this morning. It's always said in English language that whenever you meet someone, either morning, afternoon, or evening, it's still morning because you are just meeting them for the first time on that particular day. So I'm saying welcome to your morning of triple blessings, since we tag this year triple blessings. We'll be continuing with our season episode this morning. You should all know by now that every Saturday morning is time for our new season episode. So we'll be talking about relationship, marriage, and sexual intercourse. We started last week with the introduction. And a quick reminder, I added a new episode this week, which was yesterday, termed gratitude. I changed you, yourself, and you to gratitude, because you, yourself, and you is still the same with me, myself, and I. So we'll be going fully into relationship, marriage, and sexual intercourse this morning. And we'll be talking about dating, because last week we talked about dating tips. But when we talk of relationship, what do we mean by relationship? We are going fully into the podcast episode. As a relationship is a love and an accoling process. It's also a difficult task which consumes much of your energy, which could be either mentally, socially, morally, spiritually, and physically. No matter how old you are, it's always said, you can never know all the secrets of a successful relationship. Even if you are 70 years old, you still run into turbulent times or issues with relationship. You are still bound to run into difficulties in your relationship, no matter who you are. Relationship does not come easy. Either you are weak, you are bold, you are strong, you are energetic. Relationship does not come easy. Why did I say relationship doesn't come easy? To some people, they might look at it and say, relationship can be very, very easy. Relationship does be very, very easy. Like I said, and I will always say, even though you are old, relationship does not concern you being weak, you being bold, you being strong, you being energetic, you being fearful, whatever you might think. Relationship can change you, and it can also mar you. without even you as an individual noticing it. You do not notice the effect of the change the relationship has had in you, except others who are within or around you. Those are the only people who could notice the changes in your attitude, your character, your behavior, mentally, physically, socially, morally, and a host of others. You change drastically when you are in a relationship without even you sensing it. And then you do not do it from your own, let me say, from your own will. You look at relationship because you think you want companionship. But I will want you to carefully think of why you are about to start or engage in a relationship. This might be your first time of delving into a relationship. It could be your fifth time. It could be your tenth time. I know people will say, why tenth? You get into relationship troubles. You have an ex. You are divorced. You have so many reasons why you are going into a relationship. But I want you to carefully think of why you are about to start a relationship before venturing into a relationship. There are so many reasons why we go into a relationship, either for good or for bad, for selfish reasons or for a good motive. But when we look at this carefully, the first one I would say is companionship. The second one is fling. The third one, one night stand. You all know what a one night stand is. Though some people might say it's not a relationship. But a one night stand could lead to a relationship. Four, occasional relationship. Five, fulfilling your sexual desire, your urge, and your drive. Six, for selfish reasons. Seven, pressures from others, either friends, relatives, or colleagues. But after evaluating and analyzing all these points, you then proceed on to our first step of dating tips and principles, which we talked about last week. And the dating tips we talked about last week was that the number one on the list was selecting carefully. And I would like to add to you that you study carefully also. When you say selecting carefully entails that you should be at alert. This should be your number one principle as an individual, because you need to select your love, you need to select your partner, you need to select the individual you want to go out with. One, why should you select? You need to select because you actually want to love that person. If you do not love the individual, why go into a relationship? Why go into dating? Because relationship and dating are two different things. You are in a relationship because you find a companion, you talk together, you mingle, you associate together. But when you are dating, it's a different ball game. you know why you are dating this person, and you must be very, very sincere that do you actually love this individual? Can you cope with this individual? No matter the pressure, no matter what comes around, no matter what anybody says about the person. The second one is, you simply cannot do without that individual. Though I know this is a difficult point because you must be able to do without your partner. But when you can't do without your partner, it's a good sign that both of you are truly in love. Both of you truly adore each other. Love should not be a 50-50. Like I said last week, it should be an 100%, 100% from each individual. I always say that a man, that is the male counterpart, should love the female counterpart more than the female counterpart loving the man. Why am I saying this principle? It's not far-fetched because men are animalistic in nature. They can easily move from one point to the other. Their sexual desires are quite different from we women. The level of their commitments quite different from we women. But when a man loves you more than you love him, even if he's having a fling outside, he still respects you and then still loves you for who you are. Number three, you should love someone when you are selecting. You should be with someone you can be seen with always, irrespective of their flaws, irrespective of their character, their ego, their attitude, their behavior, their beauty, their handsomeness, ugliness, a lot of things. Because when you love them and you can be seen together, then you don't have any barrier in your relationship. No individual can come in between you. Not even your parents can convince you to leave your partner. That is after you must have selected the person carefully, because now you have realized that I love this person truly. Even when someone advises you to leave the person, it becomes very difficult for you to leave because you carefully selected the person. You looked at the person's behavior, you looked at the person's character, the person's attitude, the person's financial side. I'm not talking about the person being rich, but the way they manage finances, the way they expend money, their social behavior, their animalistic attitude, and a whole lot of. And then when you select individuals based on your own personality, you go a long way with that relationship. Number five, even when someone else comes your way, either pretty, handsome, ugly, both physically, character-wise, which might be inwardly, if you truly love your first partner whom you selected well, I don't see any tendency why you fall easily for another partner. I know a lot of men are, let me say, conventions when it comes to women. Some can even chase anything on the skirt because they don't mind. You might be fine, you might be beautiful, you might adorn yourself so much. That does not stop a man from being animalistic in nature. But when you get to see all this before you set out for a full relationship, then you know, can you settle down for this? Are you truly ready for this? And then, don't get me wrong on this. You cannot change an individual, but the individual can change if they truly and actually love you. It said that you cannot change a man, and you cannot change him. If you cannot change him while you are courting or dating, you cannot change him after marriage. It's the same with women. But when that partner of yours truly loves you, though you can't change them, but they change for you because they are scared of losing you. They are scared of someone else taking you over or whisking you over from them. But when they don't truly love you, no matter what you do, no matter the effort you put into it, they are not willing to change for you. Now, how deep are you willing to be in love? That's a very sensitive question. How deep, how committed are you willing to be? 100%, 150%, 200%, to the extent that you can lay your life down for that individual. I know a lot will look at it now and say, lay your life down. I know I've been burnt in relationships before, but when I say lay your life down, when you select carefully and you truly love this person, the person I'm talking about that laying your life down for is your husband, not your boyfriend, your acquaintance, or whatsoever that it could be. Laying your life down is giving your all from inside. That is, if the individual has an ailment that requires you removing your kidney, your liver, any of your body parts, can you truly give it to this person? If your wife cannot conceive, can you stay with that woman without looking outside and impregnating another person outside? That is how deep you should be in love. Don't be foolish in love also, but be wise in love, because when you have foolish in love, your eyes are blinded to so many things. I have so many principles. I would love to teach you to be wise in love and not be foolish in love. There are ways you can pretend to actually know a man or a woman's heart. There are ways you can monitor a man or a woman to know their flaws and to know a lot about them towards you. What are your expectations in love? What are you expecting to get out? What are you expecting to get from the relationship or the love? One, I'm not talking about monetary aspect, because nowadays everything everyone knows about is the monetary aspect. But I am not talking about monetary aspect. I'm talking about, what do you actually want from this relationship? One, I said not for monetary aspect. Two, sex-free relationship or full sex satisfaction. You do not go into a relationship because you want to keep having sex all the time, or you want to start having sex with your partner. By the time a guy or a woman is after sex in a relationship, that relationship will never last, because even when you cannot satisfy that sexual urge for your partner, he or she is bound to look outside. But how do you truly know if the partner loves you? Without having sex with your partner, you will know if the partner truly loves you. Because when you travel and then for 2, 3, 4, 5 years, a partner can wait for you without promiscuity, without going out with any other man, without having any affair with any man. But when It is based on sexual desires, sexual satisfaction, fulfilling your sexual urge. Even if you finish having sex with that person right now, no matter the number of rounds, be it 3 rounds, 4 rounds, 5 rounds, give it to the person front to back, back to front, middle, whatever style, doggy style, cat style. Let me say, a lot of styles you know about, that does not hold the person down. The person might finish with you right now and still go to someone he or she loves and admires and adores and still have sexual intercourse without getting tired. You don't get it. I know you all are getting it. I know some might be looking at it, my ardent listeners, those that are following me. It's priceless underscore and listen all are truly like this. Yeah, I would still be coming with sensational talk about my own relationship, because I would like to give my own case scenario so that you know how to select fully. Number 3, how dedicated are you willing to be in the relationship? Dedication is all that matters in a relationship. If you do not want to be dedicated, like I said, then don't go into a relationship. How matured are you now to embark on the relationship? You might have had setbacks and have had misunderstanding. You have breakups. You've been humiliated in a relationship. How matured are you now? Maybe then you were not fully matured, but now you are fully matured. Before embarking on a new relationship, please ensure you are fully matured. How sincere are you going to be in your relationship? How sincere? Because I'm like me, when I'm in a relationship, I tell my man everything. When I was young, they knew that if a guy comes across me today, I'll tell you, this guy came across me today, but I'm not interested. Why did I do that? I poured out my mind to this man to let him know that I'm fully dedicated to him. And no matter what, nothing will make them take him away from me. Now, to my kid's scenario, because I don't have much time again. I have been in relationships. I know this is coming at an awkward time. But I know there are some listeners who are following me just because they want to really know who priceless underscore L7 Ola is. I've been in a relationship and then I got myself burnt. Let me say, for 22 good years now, I decided to stay out of a relationship. I know some people will look at it that, wow, don't you have sex? I'm sorry, I don't. Because I decided to make myself a celibate. And then if you had listened to my other podcast shows before, you will see where I talked about being celibate. I decided to be because it's not as if I'm not interested in a man. Some people might look at it as she a lesbian. I'm not a lesbian. Neither did I decide. But I looked at it that I've not seen or I've not been with a man with the actual qualities I want in order to have a successful relationship. Because I'm a dedicated person. And then when you cannot be dedicated to me, when you cannot be trustworthy with me, when you cannot be faithful with me, when you cannot be loyal with me, why should I delve into a relationship or go into a relationship with you? I know a lot of people might be looking at it. I have friends, I have male friends, I have a colleague that I could say they are my friends. They are married, right? But the wives look at it and think, we are having a sexual relationship together. I'm using this opportunity at this minute, at this moment, at this hour, at this second to let the woman know that I don't date married men. If I have to, I will have to look for a divorcee whom I know I can be happy with without threat from any angle. No threat from an ex, no threat from the left, no threat from the right. No threat from any angle. Like I said, for 22 good years, I've been living my life. I've been happy. I don't see myself waking up and then someone will tell me, I'm going after your man or someone breaking my heart any longer. My heart has been broken. Let me say, not once, not twice, because men are not trustworthy. I told you they are animalistic in nature. I'm just saying this because I want you people to know that whatever you see on social media, like a white comedian said, you think everything is rosy because you see them on social media. You don't know the pains. You don't know what they are going through. You don't know what is existing within them. But they look happy and they feel happy. Even to an extent, someone humiliated me and said, for 22 good years, I looked at the person and I just laughed it off. You could be married now. I'm putting it to you. You might not be happy in that marriage. You might not be happy in that relationship. You might have children now and someone is childless. You might be having problems with your children because you are not focusing on your own priorities. You are looking outwardly into another person's lifestyle. I might be single for 22 good years because I've not seen that perfect man. I know there's no perfect man, but there is a percentage I want for me to be very, very assured that you are the right man for me. A lot of men nowadays are into, what should I call it? They want urgent money. They want you as a woman to give them money. If you are not giving them money, they use you as a sex tool. They use you as a sex toy. They want to have sex with you. At any point in time, they want to. That is not love. I could be in a relationship with a man and I might not have sex with you. But the conversation we have together, the motivation, the, let me say, the advice, the upliftment, and a whole lot of is what drives me. I use my case scenario because I want you all to learn that relationship isn't easy. You might be, I've seen men who are 70 years or close to 70 that have been in relationships, they are children of over 40 years. And when they got to like 60 to 70 years, they are now divorcing each other. They divorce each other because they feel they can't cope. It's not as if they can't cope any longer. They've been seeing that trait in that partner. They've been neglecting it. They've been overlooking it. They've been bottling it up. Now they've seen someone else and they are already to unwind it and say, that's the end for me and you. I will be coming up with more episodes of this podcast. So I will be saying a very good morning on an early rise to all my ardent listeners, wherever you may or could be around the world. A bright side afternoon, wherever you may or could be, and a wonderful evening. Hope you enjoy this season 7, episode 3 of Relationship, Marriage and Sexual Intercourse. Love to see you next week when we'll come back with another episode, because it's a weekly episode. We shouldn't rush it. Thank you so much to all my ardent listeners. And if you feel like there's any feedback or remark towards this podcast, please feel free to DM me on Instagram, on the Twitter, or whatever social media network or any podcast channel. Thank you and love you. Bye.